I think War Horse is a fairly wonderful film. I can hear people, and that's the trouble when you go to review a film, you can hear some of the other reviewers, and they're going to say, oh, Steven Spielberg, he's full of sentiment, often sentimentality, and he's melodramatic. And I'll say to, yes, he is, but I was very moved by this film. I thought it was very well done. I hadn't seen the play on which it was based. I should have, but I didn't, and so I came to the film fairly fresh. But it's a World War One film, and goes for 2.5 hours, but very well done.
England is at war! We are at war!
I saw some of the scenes, and as usual, the Spielberg films, they're so beautifully filmed, the photography is so incredible, and the horse himself is amazing.
What is it?
It's a horse they found wandering about in no man's land.
What kind of an horse?
A miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess.
Can you tell me a little bit about the story?
Yes, it's it starts before the war begins. In fact, I timed it. It's about 45 minutes we spend on a farm in Devon, where David Thewlis is the landowner, who's fairly harsh, especially on a family where Peter Mullen is the father, Emily Watson the mother, and Jeremy Irvine, who's a young actor but very good in this, they're struggling to pay their debts. And the father is attracted by this fine, you know, almost thoroughbred horse and pays 30 guineas for it, in defiance of the landowner. And his wife is very unhappy. How will they pay? And the young boy says he'll train the horse, and they bond. So anybody who loves, you know, National Velvet, My Friend Flicker, there's plenty of bonding between the teenager and the horse. And a very gripping scene where the horse has to plough a very hard field and everybody looks on. So it's going in that direction, and suddenly war breaks out. The father decides the horse has to be sold to pay the debts, and the horse goes into the army.
I promise you that I'll look after him. If I can, I'll return him to your care.
He's my horse, sir.
So with that, it makes quite a transition. Training in England, but then they go over to France, Belgium, and in the action there, there is an extraordinary sequence of a cavalry charge. Spielberg, you know, if you remember seeing Saving Private Ryan, he knows how to immerse his audience in a war situation. And from then on, the horse is captured by the Germans and has a whole lot of experiences throughout the war, with a young man looking after him, and that has a tragic ending, and then a grandfather and a granddaughter look after the horse till the army take the horse back, and it's got to carry cannon up hills and be in the trenches.
Can you imagine flying over a war? And you know you can never look down. You have to look forward, or you'll never get home.
And finally, then, the story is about the war and the trenches. And once again, Spielberg is extraordinary in immersing us in the, I suppose, the squalor and the wet and the damp of the trenches going over the top, the no man's land. I'm getting enthusiastic now, I realise, telling you all this. But the horse does escape. It gallops through no man's land, entangles itself in fences and barbed wire. An extraordinary scene. I don't know how they did it. But it leads then to, well, we expect the horse and the master to meet again. And they do, but not quite in the circumstances that we might have expected. So the horse is really the focus of the film, and that's the title, War Horse.
It is an honor to ride beside you.
It sounds interesting for people who are interested in history as well.
It does. It made me realize as I watched it that World War One, you know, it's almost 100 years ago, and it seems to be receding into history. And with the, you know, the technology of modern warfare, the trench warfare seems very antiquated. But it is amazing, isn't it, the number of films that have been made about the trenches and the war. I'm thinking even of our Australian film Gallipoli. But that hard and harsh warfare in the trenches for those 4 years was certainly one of the significant features of 20th century history.
And yet man doesn't learn, does he? He carries on making war, whether it's in the trenches or otherwise. The tragic reality of war is with us all over the world.
And that's what Spielberg, I think, points out, as he did in Private Ryan. But there's a wonderful scene where a young Englishman from the trenches sees the horse with the wire around it and goes out from the trench against orders and calls out to the Germans in the nearby trench, and one comes out with wire cutters and the two combine to free the horse. And you realise, you know, that peace is possible, and at the level of ordinary people, there should be peace. And it's the powers that be, for whatever bad reasons, really often create the wars. So I think Spielberg makes the theme of war and peace very strong.
Thank you, Peter. Well, I'll never forget his Schindler's List, but it sounds like a very interesting film.
Yes, it's beautifully crafted, well worth seeing.
Let every man make himself and his country proud. Be brave!